Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie and Backman Turner Overdrive to get us out of 5 o'clock there, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Good morning, everybody. How are we? It's 5:07. It's black as the ace of spades outside, but a beautiful sunny day coming up to around 32 degrees. Only thing is, the northerly wind is going to blow again up to about 25 knots. Gee, didn't it get a gallop on late in the afternoon yesterday? Great to have the sunshine, though. We've missed the whole spring, haven't we? It's either been very, very cold or very, very gloomy and wet. We really did need the rain, though. I'm not having a go at that. That was certainly just fantastic. Anybody that's got a garden is just absolutely brimming at the moment. The flowers look great. The veggies are looking good. The cows are happy. Yes, indeedy. More hot weather to come over the next couple of days. Looks like Saturday, a possibility of a shower or a storm. But again, very warm, up to about 35 degrees. That is what the Bureau is predicting. And we've known that occasionally it can be wrong. Now, major news stories of the day. One man is dead and one injured in a suspected domestic violence-related shooting in far western New South Wales, with has links apparently to another one in Victoria. More on that coming up with Hannah throughout the morning. Locally, long-serving Lismore Diocese priest Father John Casey was yesterday jailed for 4 years and 10 months for 2 counts of child sexual abuse. And in sport, the NRL Integrity Unit has travelled to Cronulla for lengthy player interviews about the club's ongoing salary cap investigation centred around underdeclared third-party payments. In sport locally, in bowls, the 60th anniversary Riverview Bowls Carnival continues at North Haven today. They had the ice creams and the lattes on the greens yesterday for Ladies' Day. We'll talk to Andy about that coming up. Around 6:45 this morning to see what is on the menu today. Also, got a note from our good mate Steve Shields. There's a meeting involving Mid-North Coast rugby directors tonight at the Sets. The aim of the meeting is to cover the future of rugby in provincial areas, including funding, country championships and governance reform involving the New South Wales Rugby Union and country rugby. The meeting gets underway at 6:30. On the show today, plenty happening, including if you're a KISS fan. We've got a big announcement coming up after 6 o'clock this morning, okay? You're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it, all right? Also coming up, of course, it is Halloween, the 31st day of October. I was a cranky old man agnostic about Halloween because it's a stupid American tradition. I know that had its original, originated out of Europe, but the Americans had taken it to a new level. Why we're doing this, I don't know, but take cranky old man's hat off. It's little kids having fun, and if they're having fun, well, I really don't have a problem with it. But lots of mums and dads in particular will be out with the little ones this evening. Did I ever tell you the story about when I got into trouble at home? I like sharing these stories in the 5 to 6 club. It's just us talking, you know. The better half was on a health kick, right? And anyway, she's working till late. The hours I work, I'm obviously the first one home. So I'm copping the first of the trick-or-treaters. This is years ago, right? Anyway, they come to the door and I can't find anything to give them. So anyway, I thought these were chocolates, but they were quite expensive energy bars. I think they're about $3 each, and I'm handing them out hand over fist here. Yeah, I never did that again. Anyway, good luck to all the trick-or-treaters out there. Coming up this evening, and after 7 we'll be talking about what you actually give. What do you give to your trick-or-treaters, the kids coming to your place? Or do you just shut the door and don't answer it and, you know, hide under the lounge? I don't know. We'll talk more about that after 7. Also, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Yes, have you heard a good howler? We'd like to hear from you. We love Worst Joke Wednesday. You're so good out there, you mob. A nice $30 voucher at my great sponsors Port City Bowling Club at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant coming someone's way. Also, we're going to talk about some big events coming up at the weekend. Yeah, it's getting in towards the silly season, isn't it? It's only weeks away from Christmas. In What's On, the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Christy in to have a look at that. And, of course, another $1,000 to give away on the wheel if we can spin up your birthday. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of the great man, Vanilla Ice. Bud Spencer from the Trinity movies, and the very funny, the late, great John Candy. Yes, program brought to you by the Port City Bowling Club. Lucky members draw there tonight, $1,500. And you can call us on 132710, email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there, including our discussion yesterday on floaties in the milk. It was funny. And also, yesterday I caught up with the great man Glenn A. Baker. He's going to be on the Mid-North Coast tonight for the start of his film festival at Majestic Cinemas. It's 6:30 for a 7 o'clock start, and Glenn will be there to host a showcase screening of Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, if you love Queen, you've got to get along there to Majestic in Port tonight. We had him on yesterday. He's a fascinating guy, and he's going to be there tonight. Anyway, you can catch that interview on the catch-up from yesterday as well. 12 past 5.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
The story so far.
Right, Kevin Crudd. Tell us where you hid all the Labor Party policies. Spill your guts forthwith, brother.
Let me say this. Never, Bill Curley. The second thing I'd say is this. Those policies were mine, and they were brilliant. I said so many times.
Tell me, brother, or I'll ruffle your hair.
Oh, my fringe! All right, fair shake of the sauce bottle, you hooligan. I'll talk. Do you know something? It's all on this map. I hid our policies in a place where the Labour Party has never gone before.
Strofe, out in the bush.
And so Bill Curley led his brothers in search of their long-lost policies.
Jeez, mate. It's a jungle out here.
Exactly, Penny Ping Pong.
Oh, it's a tiger.
No, Elbo. I think it's a woolly mammoth.
Listen, brothers, I know it's scary out here with thousands of bloodthirsty predators threatening us with death. But without a policy, we're through.
Well, the map says the policies are hidden inside an abandoned bank building.
Which one, mate? There's thousands of those in the bush.
They're in this abandoned bank here. The one with the Kevin 07 poster in the window.
Right. Well, the instructions say that only the Labor Party leader can open the door.
Well, that's me. Let me through.
Hang on, mate. The door will only open when the Labor leader says the magic words.
Yeah, you've got to say, in the name of the faithful brothers, open thy threshold.
Right, right, no problem. In the name of the faithful brothers, open thy threshold. Oh, bother, nothing.
It's the way you're saying it, mate.
No, it's not. In the name of the faithful brothers, open thy threshold. Bugger.
Yeah, that'd be right. Not even voice recognition systems get what Bill's saying.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre in Catherine?
Trotty Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Kiss's Farewell Kiss on their End of the Road World Tour comes up to the Sydney Qdos Bank Arena in November next year. Now, tickets go on sale on Monday, November 12, from Ticketek, proudly presented by Triple M. That will be huge. Russell Morris plays the LUSC on Friday night in the Red Dirt Red Heart Tour. Tickets are $35. And the Glen A. Baker Music Film Festival starts tonight at Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie with Bohemian Rhapsody, the Queen story. Now, it's 6:30 for a 7 o'clock start. Glenn will be there in person. I caught up with him yesterday.
Well, I was in Zanzibar once doing a travel assignment, and I remember walking past this old coral stone building, and the guy showing me around just said, Farouk lived there, Farouk. And I went, what, King Farouk? That doesn't sound right. He said, no, Farouk Balsara. Freddie Mercury, yeah, he said he'd born there on a kitchen table.
Let's get back to music now.
Triple M Music.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shawnee.
Yeah, I hope you got some fish in the morning because the afternoon wasn't much in that wind yesterday.
No, we didn't get many fish in the morning either. It was a bit hopeless too. I was very disappointed because the tide just took a long time to turn. Once it turned, we got a couple of brim, but there was no size, and we threw them back. But by lunchtime, that northeaster got up, and it just hammered us all afternoon.
Yeah, it sure did, Bluey. Look, it's on the way north to northwesterlies early. That'll go variable later, so I'm really not sure how this is going to end up. You do have your rising tide from 8 o'clock right through until 2:30. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, look, I'm just looking at what we did on Monday, and we ended up with some nice flatted on Monday. It looks like the ideal conditions that we had on Monday. So I'm out to the estuary, and I'm going to chase a few lazy flatted on prawns or whitebait.
The estuary for flathead on prawns or whitebait. Okay, clubs out this weekend?
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out. Firstly, the Warhope RSL Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue. Also, the Hatted Amateur Fishing Club. Their weigh-in starts at 12 o'clock. With the barbecue, and of course, our good friends, the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, their monthly comp's on. Their weigh-in starts at 11 o'clock in the beer garden, also with a barbecue.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, good luck to those clubs out the weekend. Looks like it's going to be nice and sunny, very warm, and if they do get any rain, Bluey, it says between 1 and 5 millimetres, I think. So I think it's going to be a great weekend to get out and have a fish, eh?
Yeah, well, let's hope spring turns up. It's, you know, we're nearly, as you say, the 1st of November tomorrow, and we haven't had any spring at all, have we?
Oh, no. What are they doing?
You know, it's shocking.
Oh, yeah, dear. Anyway, we'll wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
Plenty happened. Yeah, Halloween today, Bluey. Now, you got the chocolates ready for the trick-or-treaters?
I got the bowl of lollies ready for the knock on the door.
Okay, fair enough. Now, the ones, it's funny, you look at all the different shops and you're the same. I reckon there's Morrow bars everywhere. No one likes them. You know when you get the variety packs, Bluey? You know, the cherry ripes go very quick, the crunchies go very quick, but the Morrow bars. Are you a fan of the Morrows?
No, definitely not.
Me either. I think there'll be plenty of Morrow bars. People are probably out-of-date ones they'll be giving out. this afternoon into the evening. I've thought it was a stupid American thing, you know, that's the cranky old man in me. Look, if little kids have fun with it, Bluey, it's pretty good though, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, yeah. I got the humbugs out. I reckon they're the way to go.
The humbugs, okay. Anyway, you watch, he'll be trawling through his chocolates there, looking at what's near out of date. I'll take them home. You watch. I'll bet. I will bet. What is your biggest selling chocolate, actually?
Biggest selling chocolate, I would say, Bounty's probably up there. It's probably still the most popular. Cherry Ripe's probably come in second. And, probably the one that's been moving more winter, more than any, I reckon, is Kit Kats.
Kit Kats, thank you, Dougie.
Yeah,
what about, didn't you tell me last year they were doing a double choc cherry ripe or something? I love cherry ripes.
That's still on the cards, yeah. We still have that in stock, yeah. Now, so that still goes pretty well.
I was going to say, as a former... Go on, Bluey.
Sorry?
No, go on.
So Kit Kat's probably been the most popular one of all this winter.
Okay, Doug. Now, as a former gout sufferer, ever since I've been on the cherries, I haven't suffered from it, but I tried to pass off... You know, cherry ripes, does that count? But it doesn't, Bluey. I've got to actually have the cherries.
Oh, what a shame,
Oh, I love cherry ripes. Fair dinkum. Okay. All right, for the fishos today, get out before the trick-or-treaters arrive, before the great wind arrives. You're heading out to the estuary today, Bluey.
Yeah, out to the estuary, try for a lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Bluey. Triple M, coming up after 7, we're talking what do you give trick-or-treaters? That is Faith there from the late, great George Michael at 9 to 7 on what is a glorious morning. Sunny, maybe some thunderstorms in the southern highlands this afternoon and up to 32 degrees.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
And here is Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Strawny. How's it going?
Pretty good, mate. What are they saying today?
Yeah, so in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, "This is my story." A young female co-star awarded yesterday told a court Academy Award winner Jeffrey Rush had pretended to grope and cup her breasts while bulging his eyes and licking his lips to the laughter of her colleagues during rehearsals for a production of King Lear. Telling her story for the first time, Erin Jean Norville also said Rush once slowly and deliberately ran his fingers over her right breast. ALP drive on gender as well. Labor's policy platform on its national conference endorses a radical international human rights credo that includes the removal of gender from all driver's licences and birth certificates and migration quick fix. Gladys Berejiklian has ordered 3 senior planning bigwigs to come up with a strategy to slash migration to New South Wales within 3 months. The Sydney Morning Herald is also running with that story regarding Jeffrey Rush, and their headline as well. well. Health workers bullied and harassed. A toxic culture of bullying and harassment among public healthcare workers is threatening the welfare of patients, leading doctors warn. A government survey of more than 65,000 health employees revealed that bullying, harassment and a distrust of managers pervades the state's public health system. And Sydney graduates in the money. Graduates from Sydney's major universities are earning up to 10% more than Melbourne counterparts just a few years after finishing their degrees. And while 9 in 10 graduates are full-time, work just a few years out of university, the short and medium-term employment prospects of uni leavers are struggling to return to their pre-global financial crisis levels.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Now, locally with you, more on the accident at Scott's Head.
Yeah, exactly right. So two elderly men are in a bad way after that serious car crash at Scott's Head. It happened shortly after 11 a.m. on Monday. Reports are that a vehicle left the road and hit a tree on Scott's Head Road. The Westpac Rescue Helicopter was called to the scene to airlift an 88-year-old man to the John Hunter Hospital for treatment to chest injuries. A 94-year-old man was also in that car. He was initially flown to the Coffs Harbour Hospital with spinal injuries before he was flown to Newcastle later on.
All right, thank you very much for that, Lee. And also coming up after 7, we'll be opening the phone lines to talk about what do you give the trick-or-treaters? It's Halloween today. We put a very funny meme up on the Triple M Facebook site. It shows a bit of chocolate. You think, oh, it's a nice bit of chocolate. And the next photo is it's a Brussels sprout that has a chocolate coating. How do you reckon they'd go with that one, Lee?
They would bite into it, wouldn't they? Oh, I could just imagine the face.
Oh. Now, listen, how do you go? You live in a unit. Are you protected from, you know... Look, I used to be a cranky old man about it, saying it's a stupid American tradition, which I know started in Europe. Mm-hmm. But when you think about it, it's little kids having a lot of fun, dressing up, you know, going out with mum and dad. It's pretty good.
Yeah, there's no harm in it.
What do you give? I got in trouble one year because I gave away energy bars. I thought they were chocolates. They were quite expensive. Gave them all away. Oh, I was in trouble at home, I can tell you. Husbands, just check. If they're energy bars, you're going to be in the doghouse if you give them all away. But I reckon the mixed bags are pretty good. If you go and buy a few bags of the mixed bags.
That always prove a hit.
And I reckon out-of-date Morrows. No one likes the Morrows when you see them in the mixed pack.
Speak for yourself, mate.
Do you like the Morrows, do you? I'm more of a traditional cherry ripe or a crunchy man. Okay.
I would probably give away the cherry ripes and the Turkish
Wash
delights.
Your mouth.
They can have those.
Turkish delight. Wash your mouth out, Lee Jollo. Everyone's different, aren't they? All right. What do you give the trick or treaters? 13:27:10. We'll talk about that after 7. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. Where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. Thank you, Lee. Triple M right across the coast. It is Halloween, and that is the Creedence Clearwater Revival's Looking Out My Back Door. Good morning, everybody. Halloween tonight. Great to see the kids out with mum and dad out trick-or-treating, all dressed up. They love it so much. What do you give your trick-or-treaters? 13:27:10, our telephone number. We go to Maureen. Good morning in Laurieton. How are you, Maureen?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Terrific, Maureen. What do you do with your trick-or-treaters? What do you give them?
Okay, I make up bags of lollies with M&Ms, Mars bars, Milky Ways, trolleys, and I do little crochet ghosts and pumpkins.
Oh, Maureen, do you really? That's fantastic. Yeah. I bet you the little ones in particular love it, eh?
Oh, yes, and we decorate. We've got spider webs and spiders and a Grim Reaper and ghosts and everything else.
Oh, Maureen, that is so good. Look, it's great. I sort of didn't like it at first because of American tradition, even though I know it started in Europe. But when you see little kids just having so much fun, you can't not like it, Maureen, can you?
Oh, no. Been doing it for years. When we were in Brisbane, we used to do it. So.
Yeah, good on you, Maureen. Yeah. Oh, all right, it's going to be a beautiful day around Laurieton. You enjoy it, okay?
You too, Strawny.
Thank you, Maureen. Email from Jenny from Southwest Rocks. G'day, Strawny. My best tip is to get into the Reject Shop. They have their Mars Mix chocolates. The giant value bag has 20 in it for $5. Oh, that sounds all right. I like the sound of that. All right, Len in Port Macquarie. What do you give your trick-or-treaters, Len?
You get an orange and you put a silver paper everything around it and wrap the end so it looks like one of them big fancy chocolates and they think, oh, look at the size of that. And then the ones that you don't like,
You don't wrap an orange in foil. Is that what you're telling me?
You make it look like one of them balls. You know, the lint, that's it, lint balls. And the ones you don't like, you just get those little bars of laxative and you give them a piece each of that. So.
No, Len, please.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, away we go. It is Halloween. I'm not sure if we're going to get Halloween jokes or just normal howler dad jokes. We'll go to Act 1 on the program, and that is John in Port. G'day, John. What's your yarn for us?
Good morning, Mark. Yes, the guy goes to the doctor and he's got a lettuce leaf growing out of his ear. And the doctor looks at him and examines him, and the guy looks at the doctor and says, look, is this serious? And he said, yeah, mate, I'm sorry, but that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, no. No, the iceberg lettuce. Oh, no. Act 2 on the show. We go to Colin in Laurton. G'day, Colin. What's your yarn?
On a strawny old pirate, Pete's been out plundering the seven seas for 30 years and decides to retire, and he goes home, and after about a week of sitting around the house, decides to go down the pub. He walks in the bar and says, g'day, Pete, how you going? He said, I haven't seen you for 30 years. What have you been up to? He says, a few changes. He said, what's with the leg, the peg leg? And he said, I was boarding another ship, and he said, the cannon blew me leg off, so they put this peg on it. He said, all right. He said, what's with the hand, the hook? He said, I was fighting this other mob, and he said, they cut my hand off, so they put this hook on me. And he said, oh. He said, what's with the eye and the patch? And he says, oh. He says, it was a beautiful day. He said, sun was out, no clouds. He said, looked up in the sky, this flock of seagulls flew over, and one pooped right in my eye. And he said, oh. The barman says, don't tell me that the bird poop took the eye out. He said, no, first day with the hook.
First day with the hook. Oh, no. Oh, dear, the poor bloke. I could see that coming, actually. And now Act 3 on the program. Chris, good morning.
Morning. Look, I've got picked a pretty ordinary joke out of the hat, but I thought being Halloween,
yes.
I better keep it in theme. So what is a perfect meal to have on Halloween? Spaghetti. Spook-etti.
Spook-etti. Ah, no! Oh, thank you, Chris. Triple M right across the coast on a sensational Wednesday. It's KC and the Sunshine Band, and wow, haven't we got some sunshine today. Sunny up to 32, maybe a shower or storm later in the Southern Highlands. Let's see if we can get a winner at 9 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, so we go to the soundproof booth and morning. Say a very good morning to the great Glenn Stewart. G'day, Glenn. How are you?
I'm well, Strawny. You?
Terrific, buddy. Now, who'd you like out of John?
There's a couple of good crackers there.
Colin right. And Chris.
Oh, I think it's got to be Chris from Port Macquarie. Yes. I like a bit of Spook-etti.
Spook-etti, yes! Oh, how about the bloke I had on earlier? We're talking about what do you give the kids, you know? And I had a really lovely talk with Maureen, who was in Laurton. But this bloke wraps an orange in foil. How bad's that? They think they're getting a big chocolate, and he wraps an orange in foil.
That's healthy.
I'll tell you what, if I was the kids, I'd say, listen, can't you do better than that, champion?
You know
come
what's going to happen? It's going to end up thrown at his front door.
I reckon you might. All right, now let's talk about our great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club. Chris is going to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant with that one, and the lucky members draw tonight. What are we looking at?
So it didn't, again, it creeps up another $500, so we're at the
$1,500. $1,500, fantastic. And, of course, Jerry doing trivia tonight. And the great man sent me the note yesterday for our Triple M Brecky Show listeners going to the club tonight. The get-in question, which member of Monty Python wrote the 1995 novel Hemingway's Chair? Was it Michael Palin, John Cleese or Eric Idle? Which member of Monty Python wrote the 1995 novel Hemingway's Chair? Was it Michael Palin, John Cleese or Eric Idle? Thank you.
Didn't they all write parts in the in the Monty Python parts.
Oh, yeah, but this is actually, this was a book, though.
Yeah, yeah.
The book, yeah. So, but they were just brilliant. And they were just university mates, you know, that ended up sort of working out together and doing all that crazy stuff. But I don't know what they were on, Jez, but it must have been good on some of the stuff they did. Whoa.
Yeah. Now, about politically correct.
No, none of that anymore, no. Now, what about music this week,
so
great
Friday
mate?
Night, we've got Soundscape back. These guys are awesome. And we've got Saturday, we've got Bestie and Andy.
All right, now, last day of October, we did a great little video with Christy yesterday and the really full steel bin in front of the sign-in desk at Port City Bowling Club for October.
So
and
there's two of those full.
Yeah, I know. It's just amazing.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Now, the deal is, for every bra that goes in there, you guys are going to give $1 to the Hastings Cancer Trust.
We'll give $1 to the Hastings Trust, how's that?
And then the bras go to the Hastings Women's and Children's Refuge, which is great. Now, also, that winds up today, so get the bras in today. And also, Melbourne Cup coming up next Tuesday. What have you got for us, Glenn?
So we've got the regular carry-ons around the club with Melbourne Cup. So we've got the Punters Paradise stuff. We've got out in the TAB. We've got tough finger food in the TAB. And Drift Cafe's got some specials going as well.
Fantastic. And thank you, Mel, for sending me all the details. So doing a great job.
What about this? A quick one.
Yeah.
The Christmas Day upstairs buffet is booked out already.
You're joking.
So if anyone is keen to be, give the club a ring. They'll put you upstairs and they'll probably take a
standby list. Fair enough.
It's booked out already. Both sessions. Right.
Now, you as a Newcastle Knights supporter, how bad is the coaching merry-go-round? But, mate, will the Clemmer thing come off?
It's not going anywhere.
What about you guys? What is it, $4.5 million for Clemmer?
That's a lot of money.
Is that going to come off for you blokes or not?
Well, I think we've got about $4 and $3 million to spend in the last 5 months, so I think we've got to throw it somewhere, don't we?
Okie dokie. Now, he's sporting your hairstyle too, I notice it.
He's got a little bit more than me.
All right, great man. Trick or treat. We'll see you next week.
All right, keep away from the oranges.
Thank you very much. Glenn Stewart, Port City Bowling Club. I love this music. Coming up, interstate forecasts for you. After 8, the $1,000 birthday wheel here on the M's. Triple M, right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Di Ross and the Supremes, and you can't hurry love. Thank you, Di. It's 8:30 past 8 and it is a beautiful morning. The sun is shining. It may get a little windy in the middle part of the day, and just a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon and evening in the southern highlands. But today, a beauty. It is trick or treat Halloween. Yeah, I know. I was against it at the start too, stupid American thing. I know it started in Europe, but in the end, you look at it, it's little kids dressing up, going out with mum and dad and having a great time. So I don't think you can be too narky about it. Good luck to all our trick-or-treaters today. We did open the phone lines and ask you what you had, what you were using. And one of the most popular ones was, I know I got a couple of emails from the Rocks and also from people in Port. If you get to places like the Reject Shop, you can get the mixed packs for about $5 that have got your Snickers and all that type of stuff in it. Also emails. I reckon the Morrows, there'd be plenty of those handing it. I can't cop the Morrows. But lots of people do like them. Linny sent me a letter, says so she would give away the Cherry Ripes, but loves the Morrows. Anyway, go safely, little ones with mum and dad, out today, trick-or-treating. It's going to be a funny afternoon, very funny afternoon. I love some of the get-ups on the kids. I mean, as I said, it's little kids dressing up. How can you not enjoy Halloween when you see the kids enjoying themselves? Let's try and give someone $1,000, shall we? All those in favour say aye. Aye, let's go.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Okie dokie. Let's go down to Hannam Vale and say a very good morning to Heidi. How are you, Heidi?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Now, how do you go? Are you a believer in Halloween?
Well, not really. I've just never gone trick-or-treating myself. But
okay.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean, though, Heidi? See the little kids, they enjoy getting dressed up and, you know, it's good fun.
Yeah,
good fun.
I think it's pretty cute.
Yeah, it is very cute. All right, it's even cuter. If we can give you $1,000 of Mr. Producer's money, I love giving his money away, Heidi. All right, what number were we looking for you on the wheel?
16.
15. All right, Heidi. Good luck for 15.
All right, 16.
16. Okay, 16. Sorry, 16, 16. Come on, come around, you rotten thing. It lands on the number 22. Go!
Oh, that's all good.
Yeah, sorry, Heidi. Can't give you the cash, but tomorrow, Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag jam-packed full of goodies. I got your phone number there. You're in the mix, and hopefully we read your name out tomorrow. Have a great day, Heidi.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Okie dokie. Now, other birthdays today. We've got some luminaries here. Elaine is birthdaying today. From all your workmates at Crystal Light Design at Southwest Rocks, Elaine, have a great day today. Did you know, Elaine, on this Halloween, October 31st, you're sharing your birthdays with the great Vanilla Ice, Bud Spencer from the Trinity movies, and the late, great John Candy, all born on this day. Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty Fabrecki on the last day of Oztober, and great stories coming out all across the month. It's just been great. In Excess and New Sensation. And, gee, I can tell you what, you know, look back on your life, you know, because I'm an old bloke now, but Jeffrey Miller, the lawn mowing and surfing gorilla, if you're listening, do you remember the night we went to the Pickled Parrot in Balmain, which was the band room off the side of the Bayview Hotel, right, Roselle? So Miller and I are there, I think, with Chock and Jenk and a few of the other boys. We went to see this covers band. They did sort of 60s covers called The Innocents. Anyway, they finished, and we thought, well, stay on and have a look at the other band. This is about, for $2, about 1979, 1980. And this band came on. We're going, The Inks. Who are they? Who's this bloke with the leather gloves on up the front, the singer with the long hair? What? Who's he? It was Michael Hutchinson in Excess. $2 at the Pickled Parrot at Balmain. Yeah, lots of people have great stories to tell about when they saw their favourite Australian bands. That's one of mine. I've never forgotten it. It was $2 to get in. An amazing story. Now, talking about amazing stories, tonight is our garage session in tropical North Queensland, and we're going to play bits of it in the coming weeks of people like Ian Moss, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel, Screaming Jess. It's just going to be great. Now, talking about that, Gleeso's lunches and how good have they been during Oztober, the great man today will feature the acts that will be playing the Oztober Garage Sessions tonight in tropical North Queensland. So, big afternoon for midday with Gleeso today, the great man, who's very neat in the kitchen. Well done, Gleeso. Yeah. Up next, Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss. News on KISS. We made the big announcement this morning about the tour next year, the final End of the Road World Tour. Also, for Oztober, an Aussie legend playing the LUSC on Friday night, and a movie and rock and roll historian on the Mid-North Coast tonight. What's that all about? I spoke to him yesterday. If you're a Queen fan, don't miss it. Details next. Triple M right across the coast, and don't forget the garage sessions are on tonight. Tropical North Queensland, that is the Stones there. Let's spend the night together. And I remember in the Johnny Carson show, they had to change it. Let's spend some time together, because that wasn't the thing to do back in those days. There you go. The garage sessions, going to be a big one tonight. Tropical North Queensland. Now, lunchtime with Gleeso today. He's going to feature all the acts playing at that exclusive Oztober garage session for our Triple M club members tonight. Mossy, Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and Screaming Jets. And after tonight, we're going to replay bits and pieces of the live show. Oztober winds up today.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, here is Christy on what is a beautiful morning. But first up, we've got to give a shout out to all the people that are in a bit of a traffic jam. Oxley Highway, we're talking about the new Bunnings roundabout near the hospital. We've got a poor tradie broken down there, Christy, which is causing massive delays around this time.
Yeah, big chaos going through there. So normally the traffic is pretty chaotic anyway, let alone when there's a breakdown.
Yeah, thank you, Fun Ranger Alistair. Tradie broken down, the new Bunnings roundabout. That's the one near the hospital there. How big is that Bunnings going to be?
Massive.
It's lost.
It's whipping up pretty quickly too.
It'd have its own postcode.
You know what I'm looking forward to? The more car parks.
More car parks.
Oh, You know how shocking it is to try and get a car park in Bunnings in general?
I know. There's only one worse place, and that's the hospital. So anyway, what's happening today?
Well, we're celebrating our heritage at Mrs. York's Garden in Port. So you're invited to come along for the celebrations from 9 o'clock in the iconic heritage sites located near the garden. There's heritage tours, there'll be garden walks and morning tea and the trading table. So that's from 9. If you like dancing, get along to the Nambucca Heads RSL. They're hosting Cuban salsa classes from 6:30 tonight. The Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at the Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxville from 4:15. Port Macquarie Swimming Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street from 6 o'clock. And the Art Express, this is on at the Glass House, where we see an exhibition of New South Wales Visual Arts HSC students. So get along to that. And in Halloween, got to give a big shout out to Richard in our snake pit. Richard, who does the Saturday shows with Jack.
The Weekend What's On.
Rich. He has to get Best Dressed Award for Halloween today. He looks
He looks like Uncle Fester?
Yeah, shaved off the beard. Shaved off the hair. All he's got is big goggly eyes and is just absolutely bald, and it's shocking. Best dressed Uncle Fester. We'll have to put a photo up, a side-by-side image to show his comparison to him.
It's really funny. Well, you did a phone in today on what are you giving kids. And I had a lovely talk with Maureen, who gets her house done up in Laurieton, like especially done with the spider webs and all that type of stuff.
Oh, they go all out, don't they?
Yeah. And one bloke rang up and said he... one lady said, go to the reject shop. You can get for $5 a 20-pack of... all the different types of, like, Snickers and all that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Cheap.
But this bloke did an orange wrapped in foil. They think it's a big chocolate.
Well, you just put a photo up of chocolate, Brussels sprout. Wrapped in chocolate.
Imagine giving him that. Jeez, fair dick. Anyway, Christy, I can't wait to see Richard. And the photo he's put up is quite amazing. So anyway, we'll whack that up. Weekend What's On, listeners, look out for that. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
That's it for us on the show for today. Missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You can hear Lenny's great suggestion for Halloween. Dear, oh dear. And any part of the show that you missed, you'll find it on the catch-up there. Tomorrow on the show, we'll look at some great events coming up the coast at the weekend. Yeah. Also, another chance for you to win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And we talk about Movember Day 1. Money can't